All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Medical School Campus Public Infrastructure District. Today is February 27th. It is 1:40 in the afternoon. We do have a quorum of the board. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Greg, you want to start?
Yeah, this is Greg Stewart, chairman.
This is Lachelle Sumbot, secretary.
David Hutchison with CLA.
That is everyone I show. If I didn't say it, I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. So first up, board, we have the minutes from December 10th. Let me put them up for you real quick. That was our final budget hearing. And when we approved the budget, so we went through budget hearing. David walked through the budget for us. And then we talked about the budget resolution, approved the budget, and then we did our annual meeting schedule. And then I went through the great public and open meetings training for you. So any questions about the minutes?
No.
No questions from me.
Okay. Can we get a motion then to approve those minutes from December 10th?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from December 10th.
I Great. Second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, I'm going to quit sharing. Let David put up the financials for us. David?
Okay. Thanks, Michael. Okay, so for Medical School Campus Public Infrastructure District, financial statements as of December 31st. Oh, that's 2024. We'll get that changed. The in the general fund, we have a receivable from the county treasurer of $55,638. And in the debt service fund, we have bond in the bond fund, cash balance of $209,221. And in the surplus fund, a $3,809,674. And then also a portion of that receivable is at $81,186 of to the debt service. So that's split between the administrative carve out and the remaining balance in debt service, which would be get transferred once received UMB account. Capital projects, we have a balance in the unrestricted project fund 2020A of $11,761. Let's see. Right. And the restricted subordinate project fund, we have $6. In the unrestricted subordinate project fund 2020B, we have $63. In the city performance fund, we have $26. 2020A and the 2020B, $513,000. This actually, I apologize. Let me double check something right really quick. Maybe this is the 2023 fund. I think we may have attached the wrong document to the file. My apologies.
Documents. Me to pull up, or do you have them, David?
24. I should have them here. Come on. Okay.
There you go.
All Those balances were not looking. There we go. That's looking a lot better. My apologies on that. I think we had the wrong one open.
Yeah. No worries.
So for December 31st, 2024, balance sheet for the governmental funds of we have $52,949 in checking account. We have debt service, going down here, we have $11,521 in accounts payable as part of that general fund. In the debt service fund, in the checking account, we have $628,329. In the surplus fund, we have $3,008,939. And in the pledge revenue fund, we have $19 and a receivable still outstanding from county treasurer of $70,264. In the capital projects fund, we had $32, $6 in the restricted subordinate project fund, $66 in the unrestricted subordinate project fund, 2020B, and in the city performance fund, 2020B, $112,428. Moving to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We had expenditures of accounting $17,761, legal $17,691, $20 in banking fees. And we did want to ask about the insurance and auditing. I believe we should have had an accrual in there also for the prior year.
David, I saw, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just saw your email yesterday about the remaining 900. So we did try to pay it. We just have 900 remaining on that account. If that's what you're referring to for the insurance.
Okay. And the insurance, but we don't have anything recorded here. So was there a developer paid amount for insurance for the year?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay. So, Michael, would we have an insurance amount that's still due then, or?
Christy, can you look into that for us?
I don't think we have, they don't have insurance with the trust, correct? I show that they have some insurance somewhere else.
Well, do you guys use Olympus? Shelly, Greg, do you know?
No, I don't think so. That doesn't sound familiar.
Okay.
Yes, actually we do use Olympus.
Okay. Shelly knows.
But how often do we have to pay that, Michael?
Probably, I would think annually.
Yeah.
Right. Who is the agent?
I'm just going to do at least a one. That is joking, no problem.
Shelly, if you can just send me an email, me and Christy, we can call them and try to figure out
I do actually. Yeah. I mean, I know we've paid that in the past. And so I just, if it was last year, I thought we paid that. If it's for this year, we haven't paid it. If it's a new insurance for this year, if that's, what are we referring to 2024 or 2025? Okay.
Yeah, David's asking about 24.
I want to say we've paid that, but let's get together and figure out.
Okay.
We'll
okay.
Go.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead, Greg.
We'll figure that out.
Okay. Yeah, and then just shoot us an email. Like, if you have an invoice, send it. If you have dollar amounts, just let us know. That way David can put it in.
Okay. All right, and then... Yeah. Also, I believe there should have been an auditing amount in there too. So that's an update I will make and then resend this out.
Yeah. Shelby sent something out the other day, David, on that.
I'll go back to that email and then make sure that's updated to that amount that she sent out. Okay. So other than
It's
that, let's see here.
that one that she just sent out, David, was for 7,900.
Okay. That sounds familiar, yes.
Wait, that's due? Is that what you're saying, that it's due 7,900?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I think
that's
there was this is for is this for Haney? Is that what you're
Yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
Okay. There was a miscommunication, not a miscommunication, but they couldn't find our wire, so we did wire 7,000, so we just have a remaining of 900. Oh, you already said that,
Okay.
sorry.
That's what you were
No.
talking about. This
Okay. That makes sense.
I'll follow that, but that would at least have the expense there, 7,000 paid plus the 900 outstanding. So there'd be an additional 900 in the accounts payable,
Yeah.
and then we'd have 7,900 here. So,
Correct.
Hey, David and Michael. They do have treasures. They do have their bonds with the trust for their chairman and their treasurer and their clerk. It's going to be 1175 is the total on that for insurance. And hopefully that you guys have got a bill that I forwarded over to you on that.
And that was paid by the district then, or would that have been paid by the developer?
I just know that it's part of their insurance fee. Yeah.
It would be, I mean, we've paid it out of the
District
PID fund,
fund.
so it'd be the district funds. Yeah.
Okay. My guess then that would have been it would have came out of the UMB account then, and it would have probably got are classified to capital outlay. So I will dig into that one. So we're saying 1175 was paid in
They just
2021.
barely renewed it for this year, so they must have been probably the same amount last year.
Yeah, and about the same time.
Around February last year then is when I should look for that and
Yeah.
or at least start there.
Yeah.
Okay. Get that, and then
I overstated that at 600. I'm sorry.
600.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. 900 Okay. Come on. Come here, you're struggling today. Probably because I'm presenting right now.
You're good.
Okay. Let's try it this way. All right. Okay.
So, Michael, what do we do here? Do we approve him subject to the changes that David is going to make, or
Yeah. Yep, that would be it. And then we'll come back at the next meeting and finalize everything. And if we need to do a budget amendment back for 24, we can do it then. That'll be up to David on if we need to do something along those lines. So.
Yeah, I hate to do this, but I have to go to another meeting
Okay.
immediately. So is there any way we could wrap this up and maybe approve this subject to and close the meeting?
Yep. So,
Okay. Let me
if you want to go ahead, David, real fast.
just go high, very, very high level. We had total revenues of $912,000, total expenditures of $2.1 million in the debt service. Ending fund balance of 3.7 million. And in our capital projects, we had interest income $23,000, total expenditures $463,000, which will probably change slightly with that we talked about, and transfers to get to 112,000.
All right, Greg, if you want to make a motion to accept with the amendments that we talked about as a group.
Yes, I make a motion that we accept this budget subject to David making the adjustments that he needs to make.
I second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's everything I show. We can, any other stuff we can do by email. So,
Okay, perfect.
if you
Perfect.
want to make a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Thanks, Greg.
I second.
Hey, thanks
Thanks,
to both of
Shelley.
you. Thanks, everyone.
Hey,
thanks,
appreciate
everyone.
it.
Yeah, I'll
Thanks,
get those
guys.
updated and send out.